For KBIA News in Colombia, I'm Sam Mosier. There have been more than 3,500 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Missouri. As the financial toll of the virus continues to grow, about 91,000 more Missouri residents filed unemployment claims this past week. 104,000 claims were filed the week before. The state is overwhelmed with calls about filing for unemployment and is encouraging people to file claims online. The state social services agency says food banks will start handing out 25-pound food packages to people this week at mobile and drive-through sites. Meanwhile, Governor Mike Parson announced yesterday that public schools will not reopen this academic year.
Schools should conclude their school year on the date previously set on their academic calendar. It is expected that schools continue to remote learning.
Parson said he made the decision with input from the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, as well as both urban and rural school superintendents. The announcement includes charter schools, and schools can continue to provide childcare. Parson also announced he doesn't anticipate having a state budget approved by the May 8th constitutional deadline. Parson submitted an estimated $30 billion budget recommendation earlier this year, but he says because of the coronavirus, he's going to need to completely rebuild the budget for the fiscal year that begins in July. Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden from Columbia says it's possible the budget is approved in time for the May 8th deadline, but Parson says it'll be more likely he'll call a special session to complete the budget before June 30th. School districts are cutting back or stopping meal services for kids as workers come down with the coronavirus. As Ryan Delaney reports, it could further strain food banks to pick up the slack.
Feeding kids was the first priority for school leaders when schools closed in March, at the time for just a few weeks. But then employees started getting sick. At least half a dozen districts in Missouri have paused or ended meal services in recent days. Others are cutting back from daily pickups to weekly. They're directing families to food banks instead. Maplewood Richmond Heights Food Service Director Eileen Wan says her workers are taking extra precautions after pausing service for 2 days.
If you have masks, wear them. If you can make them, make them and wear them.
Operation Food Search started its summer meal program for kids in March instead of June. It's already given out 18,000 meals in St. Louis County. I'm Ryan Delaney.
The UM System Board of Curators held a news conference yesterday to discuss COVID-19. UM System President Moon Choi fielded questions about the university's financials and the challenges of the pandemic. Choi says the university is planning for the future.
In the minds of some members of the community, our returning students and their parents, they want to be assured that the campus is safe to return. And that's why we're taking every measure now to ensure that our buildings are disinfected. That's number one. But also ensuring that we have plans in place to have social distancing if that is still required for the fall term.
Choi is optimistic that the university will be fully open during the 2020 fall semester without any delays. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.